Tyler Milner,
you are the greatest producer in the world.
You did it!
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
By the way, I heard Paige is having some competition on the old the ladies. I know you know. The ladies' golf.
There is no competition.
There is a young lady who is trying to come for her crown in the
OnlyFans golf reporter.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Does Paige have an OnlyFans?
I mean, I would. I don't know, but I mean, if she did. I mean, I think you. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of she's missing. Yeah. She's leaving a lot of money on the table. If not,
yeah, I guess it's very possible.
Yeah, let me look who it is. I'm surprised Tyler doesn't know it.
I do not know of this lady. I'll do some research, but I find it very hard to believe that lovely lady had just heard saying, "I'm the best producer in the world," that she's going to beat her out.
What's her name? Paige something starts with an S, isn't it?
Saranac.
Yeah,
Sparonic.
Paige Sparonic with the lovely, lovely.
Yeah, there was a young lady who was coming for the crown. I saw a story on it.
That is bold.
I almost sent it to you, but
that's a bold ass.
Well, maybe I shouldn't do that to Tyler.
Talk about barrel fire sports takes right there, coming for the throne of old Paige and her sexy.
And I remember reading it, thinking, "Damn, I didn't know she had, like, what's the throne? Like, what does she have the throne of?"
When we had her on the show in. It's from Super Bowl Radio Row.
And she said I was the best producer ever, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You won't let us forget that. Neither what, were you more impressed or were you like, eh?
Oh, if you answer a certain way, I'm going to be so freaking pissed with you guys.
I was impressed.
Good.
I was a good level of impressed.
I was about to smack you in the head.
Yeah, and I mean, I just seen some pictures there, and I mean,
send them to me.
She put together the outfit to kind of get and play the role that she was playing there, and it wasn't bad.
For Happy Gilmore too.
Good for her. Was she in that?
Yeah. She played the Dick's Sporting Goods like girl that helped Happy get fitted for some new clubs.
Yeah,
looking great, obviously. Unless New Girl's Recoil is anywhere near hers, I find it hard to believe that we're going to be seeing her dethroned, I must say.
Who is it?
That boy said Recoil.
Who's the new girl?
I'm trying to find her. I'm trying to find this story.
That's all about the Recoil, bro.
Yeah, that is. Let me see if I can find this thing. By the way, coming up,
who's
here,
got the best Recoil, Tyler?
Okay, yeah, Tyler's got
it. Close between Kate Upton, Joy Taylor.
I've never noticed Joy Taylor's Recoil. I mean, I've noticed the cans, obviously, but I don't think I've ever noticed the recoil.
There it is. Yeah, there.
Make you think you're watching a boomerang.
Yeah, somebody's challenged her in the golf space, but, right there.
Brecky Hill?
But,
is that what that says?
Yeah, Brecky.
Brecky?
Brecky.
B-R-E-C-K-I-E. Brecky
like
Hill.
Like Breggy, but C-K?
Yeah,
but
Brecky, there you go. Yeah. There you go, yeah. I missed the back end of your list there. Did your girl that was recently had a child, was she on there? Because, I mean, that is one
Walking Bets.
What is that chick's name?
That's a Haley. Factor in this matter.
I mean, well, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're focusing on Recoil, that
damn right I am.
That chick is in a league of her own.
Who? Taylor Mathis. Now she is a Mount Rushmore of Recoil.
There's not a Recoil that I've seen in the sporting world for damn sure.
No lies detected.
That it can compare. If I'm being completely honest with you,
she is something, my friend. But no, I would have to say Miss Kate Upton probably is like them videos back in the day of her on the runway. That's probably top of all the Recoils.
Wow. I mean,
the more you know, Drive Family.
I mean, 85 Skinamax. I mean, what's that, 30 years ago? That's 40 years ago.
I was one.
I mean, I was 7, 8, 9-ish. I mean, that is the Skinamax stuff, man. I mean, I'm a huge fan. I never thought about the Recoil.
Yeah.
I think about it every day.
Well, I can tell you do. I've never personally thought about it.
We just had a top five recoil.
I've seen it. Again, I've greatly appreciated it.
Tyler,
I
want you to think of that list at some point, man. You do your little.
I'll have it for you tomorrow on a Friday if you want.
What, your top recoil?
Yeah. What time you want to do it? Let's tease this bitch.
Well, I just gave away the.
Nah, that's my list, winner. Bro. I'll surprise you.
Hey. Well, I mean, it's garbage if she ain't one.
Hey, slow down.
I don't make
slow
garbage.
Slow down,
list,
cowboy.
Son.
He said.
Real bad, cowboy.
He said, I'll have it ready for tomorrow. What time you want to do it? Let's tease this.
I'm dead ass serious. What time you want to do it?
No, I know. I think it's clear.
Let's do it at like the back end of the second segment tomorrow.
Text line. No, hell with that. We're coming right out with it. Nobody's
hell
going to
yeah.
top Paige Peranek or something. I don't know, man.
Oh, man. I'm excited about this project now for tomorrow.
Taylor,
hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's some...
Tyler sends them on the regular, and there's one queen. There's one number one.
You just might be right, because Miss Mathis knows what she doing.
I've never had a serious conversation about recoil, and it's a shame because you're right. It is a thing. It is a beautiful thing. But
do you feel like you should have been having more conversations about this?
I think I've appreciated the women's anatomy. There's not a better recoil. There's not a bigger. There's not a bigger, more obvious, more natural recoil on the. It's unbelievable.
It's like you're philosophizing right now.
I mean, there's not. I mean, I don't know. If there's anybody out there that's appreciated the female anatomy as much as I have in my life.
Working against gravity has never looked so damn
good,
man.
I've never viewed it as recoil as a classification. But you're right, Tyler. It is one.
Thank you, sir. Glad to open up some eyes out there.
Back to the original point.
I'll do some research on the original golf girl you brought up, though. My bad.
He said there's one queen. There's one leader in the clubhouse. You need to see
something. If there's one better, I want to see it. If there's one that's even that you feel confident and comfortable to bring to my attention.
Like, you don't even think this one's close to the other names that he's brought up.
Mm-mm. In the sporting world? No.
Be listening tomorrow about 2:10 p.m. right here.
There's not.
The drive.
I mean, I don't even know if there's one that's equipped.
I mean, there's got to be one out there equipped. But it's
in
about,
the sporting
but,
world.
But, yeah,
in
but
the
I don't know if I can. That, yeah. I don't know if we can find them.
I mean, I'll cast the net wide. Just she's got to talk sports.
I mean, it's kind of. It feels like kind of like searching for the lost city of Atlantis. Like, I mean, you got a chance, but it's
these games
not
start
likely
in 9 minutes. Can we get your best bets? Because you two get to go on
man,
straight faced.
You know,
not playing a part. I am showing some of the potential candidates, but what is your best bets? He's on the march. He's been in the green all week.
3 days, baby.
So it's
three
time,
green
it,
days.
It's time to ride with him.
That's right. You're going to want to tail because I like to think three straight green days I like to think that deserves and has earned the label of a heater. Would you guys agree?
Heater? On a roll.
Okay.
I think heater
I was genuinely
is,
asking.
Heater's a little
okay.
deep. I think heater's got to be more.
So we're on the precipice.
If you're not sending pictures of your earnings multiple days in a row, it's not a heater.
Yeah, it's not a heater.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
That's good. You're on a roll.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on a roll.
I was busy last night, though. I actually meant to send y'all what I made. But five best bets. We had five last night around baseball, and we're hitting a damn good amount of these bets this week. So five more. It's between two baseball games today because one of those two is starting here at 5:40 in just a second. The other one a little later. But all bets between these two. First off, Reds. The Reds are traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. I got three bets in that ballgame for you. First, I got the Reds plus a run and a half. I have the Reds also. I have never seen the Astros have this line set for their team total on an over-under. Reds, Cincy. Over 2.5 runs for their team tonight at odds of only -135 as they take on the Pirates. And lastly in that game, the over in general for the game, over 6.5 runs in that one at -125. And then the two bets for the Braves and Marlins game tonight. We just saw the Marlins playing the Stros. I got the Braves plus 1.5 in that one. And I have the Braves team total as well. There's a set over 3.5. I'm on that over 3.5 runs for Atlanta as they take on the Marlins. Those are your five best bets. They're posted on my Twitter at @TMillRealDeal if you missed any of them.
Yeah, yeah. And that that Reds Pirates gets started at 5:40, so you might want to jump on that. Paul Skeens has to be pitching tonight, right?
I looked and I can't remember.
Yeah, he is. I was gonna say 2.5.
He ain't no Hunter Brown, but he's good.
And a run 2.5, that's gotta be why the Reds run total is low. I mean, I would still think I gotta mess with that though.
Hell yeah, bro. You get singles in the first and a bomb.
Like he doesn't routinely go 9. So I mean I would think he is the only thing going. It feels like to me, if I remember right, the Pirates bullpen can be had. So I think that's definitely one.
That's right.
That's hard to pass up. That's
you
a low
almost
total.
Talked me into it. Ryan.
That's a low total.
Keep the green days coming.
You almost talked me into it.
Let's see.
I'm not falling for it.
What's the most Paul Skeens has gone in a game? Because I don't think he's not a routine. Like his last two start, Paul's going 5-5-6-6.
He's emptying the tank.
He has not gone over 6 innings since June 8th.
That's too much.
I just got floors done.
That's
I
right.
Mean, I just got doors done.
That's right. Floors, floors and doors, baby.
I got one part of it done. I got the floors done or doors done. I got to get the floors. So nah, man, I ain't got nothing on it.
So floors, done. Doors, and
I did, man.
Where you put you?
I don't know. You fill in the blank on that one.
All right, Recoil, fellas, coming up as we continue.